table 3?
Well, our table addressed universities and what universities might do to involve globalization. We did talk about the first question. We thought that was a rather obvious. The same thing, the increase in international trade movement of peoples across borders, however, might be an additional issue we have here. Technology is impacting the development of globalization at a very fast rate. It's accelerating that. It's bringing, for example, developing countries into play and are having to deal with those. So that is forcing business programs and accounting programs to address the globalization issue. And we began at that point talking about culture and how we deal in education with culture, interacting with other cultures. How do we get students to appreciate other cultures and become aware of them? And we decided one of the value-added activities in that regard is the exchange programs that we spoke about, you heard about earlier, faculty exchanges and student exchanges as well. We thought that a broad representation of countries on faculties, employing faculties from other countries, would also be have an impact and be very helpful in that regard. Having lecturers at universities would expose our students from other countries, would expose students in other countries to those cultures. One of the problems that we spent a great deal of time talking about was the matter of language. If students cannot understand the foreign languages or have not been introduced to foreign languages, that may not be a problem in many countries, but for example, in the United States, that is a problem. If they don't know a language, how can they really understand another culture? We spent some time talking about that. We noted, for example, that in some universities that the undergraduate faculty, they already conduct one half of their courses in English. At the University of Gießen, most of their business courses are conducting in English, so that when U.S. students come to those universities, they hear English there. Perhaps they learn some German in the meantime, but they're not forced to at any university, so we saw that as a problem. We thought some about research, talked about faculty being involved with other faculty in other countries might also bring the matter of culture into play, and that those people could bring the other culture to the classroom as well. As far as suggestions go, we noted that there are consortia of universities that bring about exchanges, students involved in exchanges in that regard. We thought that perhaps a clearinghouse or some kind of central web-based clearinghouse for faculty exchanges might be a good idea. We did know that the social sciences research already lists quite a few openings, especially